Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Okay, so we're on the road.
What up, y'all?
We're on our way to get something to eat.
And then I'm going to go get a little bathing suit.
You're going to get your thong.
Yeah, right.
But it's going to be like for the front part, not
right,
the back.
Exactly. So the back part will be all covered and the front part will just be a little slit.
Right. As it is already.
Right. Ew. Ew, slitty.
You like your slit? Oh.
Slitty cock. That's the name of the show.
Oh, slitty cock. That's gross.
So this is episode 564. We are your whores.
Okay.
Yeah. What are we gonna eat? Wait, who are you?
I don't
today?
Know. I think I am. I'm gonna be. Who can I be today?
I don't know. But
Brian Sims.
Brian Sims.
Yeah, the Pennsylvania.
Oh, he's so fucking dreamy.
Oh my god, he's so hot, isn't he?
Oh my god.
Like, for a white guy, he's good looking.
He's a really good looking kid.
Because, yeah. I hate white people. I just can't. Ugh, gross.
Ugh, you're so racist.
So boring.
You are all boring.
White is not right.
I'm going to be Baron Frosty.
Oh. Porter.
What is his problem with shopping? He got a little bit of a shopping problem.
He does. He loves him an Amazon.
He sure does.
So we're on our way to get something to eat. Then we're going to go get a bathing suit.
Macy's.
Why at Macy's? Because you can get one at Old Navy, too. They sell bathing suits.
Well, because they have the ones that are, like, short. And since I got legs for days, I want to show off my legs and get them tan. Yeah, we're just going to go look.
I don't know how bigger boys can wear those shorts. Because my thighs can, like the inside, cannot do it.
Oh, see, my legs are pretty muscular, so I look good in them. It's the top half I have a problem with. It's the top half I have a problem with.
So, I just have cellulite legs. They're made of butter, so...
But I'm going to start doing, what is it called?
The Thighmaster.
Yes. I'm going to start doing, squats, to get my buddy, my booty a little more tighter.
What are you
going to
squat down on?
That 18 foot dildo that you said that
people should get. Oh yeah, the 18 foot black dildo that people are going to get you.
Right. Well, no, I should get it white because white ain't right.
Dude, but then it'll eventually turn brown.
Ooh, he's hot. Well, you know.
In red.
I'm fairly loose.
It's
like, I mean, it's like you could drive a 747.
So actually what you're saying is you're going to have to actually fold it in half and stick it inside you. Because
that's
that
even
worse.
It's like fisting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, Dr. P's big dick, you know, I mean, I have to adjust.
Maybe we'll see it.
Hopefully near my mouth.
Oh. It'll be so close you don't see it.
Exactly. It'll be so close that I see it from the inside.
Oh, God. Damn, that's close.
So, how was your week? We didn't really discuss that on the
previous show. I
didn't
do anything this week. I volunteered. That's it.
Just worked and got home?
Just worked and got home. Well, of course, you know, I'm in this new position where I'm, like, salaried now. So, it's like... Oh, not all your work is done. You can't go home yet. I'm like, oh,
but
fuck.
Technically, that's counterintuitive, because isn't it usually people who have those positions do get to leave home early because they are salaried?
Well, no, the thing is that if all your work's not done and they need, like, if something last minute comes up, you're expected to stay because you're salaried.
Got it. Right.
So,
and of course,
that happened to me twice this
week. I was just saying the type of job that you have, oh God, I mean, you have to be there.
Why?
Because it's so important.
Why at 3:57 last Tuesday there was a meeting called. And I had to stay 40 minutes. I was like, fuck. And Tony was outside waiting for me.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah, because I can't.
Oh my God.
Lord.
Are you fucking, oh, that hurts.
Get it together, Evanston.
Fucking, now, this is like.
We just hit a pothole.
Part Dwarves, Sarajevo over here.
So yeah, I had to stay. It was 2 days in a row I had to do that. That they called last minute meetings.
And you're like, why?
Yeah, I'm like, you're assholes. But it's all right.
I was going to say, I was thinking maybe like the Olives.
The OG?
Yeah. What do you think? Or is it
too heavy? We can go to the OG. No, I'm down for the OG.
You think so?
I should have turned back there. Y'all, we are in a chain restaurant mood today. It was McDonald's, then it was Burger King.
I wanted to go to a place called La Peeps because this place has amazing. Or we can do IHOP. Mm-mm. They have amazing. What is it called? Biscuits and gravy. And fucking douchebag over here didn't
want
to go.
I was like, no, I don't want that. So now, but I'm will like, eat Olive Garden.
So now I'm stuck craving biscuits and gravy and.
An Olive Garden, apparently, because you wanted that, too.
Well, I just thought, because I don't know if I really want Cheesecake Factory, but, Chili's.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, Olive Garden is good, too. We're going to be closer to the mall that way, right?
No. I mean, it's
there's some. Is there a Macy's there?
No, I think it's Kohl's.
Well, whatever. We'll still go.
I don't know. Now I'm really kind of considering. What do you want to, like...
Like, considering Chili's now?
Yeah. Chili's or Olive Garden?
What do you guys think? Oh, there's Cheesy's. There's the new Cheesy's. I haven't seen it before. That's the one that's over in Belmont. That's, like, fucking delicious. They have, like, the 40 kinds of cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, that's what they say.
It's
been there.
It's so good.
50% off all... Ooh, that's where I'm going Wednesday for lunch. 50% off. Hello! Everybody like a sale.
It's up to you. If we go to Chili's, then we'll have to stop the recording. But if we go to OG, it'll last longer.
Oh, let's just go to the fucking OG.
Okay.
I mean, I could always get something
cheesy. I always get soup and salad. That's all I ever get.
You don't need anything else?
No.
Then what's the fucking point of we going there for? If we're only
because I like their soup and salad. They have like five different soups.
Why are you yelling?
Oh, you want to hear somebody yelling?
Second of
all... Turn your bell tone down.
Bell curve?
Bell tone.
We'll just go to the OG. You know what?
Calm your curve down.
We could also do Red Lobster. I haven't had some Cheddar Bay biscuits in a hot motherfucking Sunday.
I'd rather have OG.
Or we could do Ruby Tuesdays.
Ew.
I know. I don't even know why I even said that.
That place is gross. I can't deal with that.
Yeah, it is kind of gross.
I mean, just I'll fiber it up at the OG.
You know their chicken.
These are my old work buildings. Yeah. This is where I used to work. That building.
That looks like a, you know. Mm-hmm. What was I gonna say? Oh, I could. You know, their spicy chicken scampi, the shrimp scampi was so good.
At OG?
At the OG. I mean, like, seriously.
Oh my God, you guys. I have something really important to announce. Apparently, Red Lobster is not doing the all-you-can-eat shrimp anymore. Can you believe it?
Well, you know, it's a case of.
I'm so mad.
So, wait a minute. So, there was a website, or someone said. I can't remember where I was reading it. Maybe it must have been like BuzzFeed or something. Or I don't know. But they were talking about like grammatic incorrections on like websites or like businesses.
Right.
And one of them was Red Lobster. And they were like, shrimp on top of shrimp. And the guy was like, why would you want to put like shrimp on top of shrimp? Like that's grammatically, that's incorrect. Like stupid.
Well, it doesn't make sense.
Right. Because why would you be putting shrimp on top of shrimp? Wouldn't that just be... Shrimp on top of shrimp.
Maybe if you were putting scrimp on top of shrimp, but that makes sense.
But scrimp is not... What? I'm like, what? I didn't think about that for a second. I was like, wait a minute. Isn't that the same thing? Anyways, but that BuzzFeed was pretty funny because I was like, this is so true. Let's see, what else? What's going on for... Do you have any... Besides you leaving, Anything else going on?
No, that's about it. I'm introducing Tony to my crazies, which that's going to be fun and interesting.
Oh, Lord.
He's so excited. He's like, oh, my God, I looked at all this stuff online. Virginia looks so beautiful. I can't wait to see it. And I'm like, well, you do know that it's a bunch of bullshit and there's nothing there.
That's not true. There is pretty stuff. Because I remember when we went for that trip that I was telling you about, when we went to Washington, D.C. and we stayed in Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Like, a lot of...
That's Northern Virginia. That's shit to do. Like, the part that I'm from is, like, south of the state. Nowhere. Nothing.
Yeah, but it's mountains. Kind of, it's got to be, like, lush with, like, greenery and trees and, like, flowers.
Well, yeah, but I lived there for 22 years my whole life.
Yeah, like, well, my so first for you, it's like, shit. Like, me, with the city, I think Chicago is a shithole, but...
Girl, look at them pants.
Oh, God. Everybody who comes to Chicago is like, oh, my God, we love Chicago!
I love Chicago.
Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, no, it's still a piece of shit. I mean, you saw a guy wearing a shirt that said Chirac.
I know, but I loved it. I mean, I want one.
Like, I would tell, like, it's one of those things where, I have a love-hate relationship with Chicago. I love it because it's a city that I was born in. I was raised here. I don't really know any different. Like, I love the city and it's very multicultural, blah, 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 blah. On the other aspect of it, I hate it because I've been here for so long. It's like, I need to see something different. I need to regain my appreciation for Chicago. Like, I need to appreciate how much I love Chicago by moving somewhere else and experiencing something different.
Right.
You know, and that's where I think I'm at with this shithole of a city. I'm not really.
Well, it could be worse, though. I mean, really.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Like where you grew up in West Virginia.
Virginia. West Virginia's worse.
I've never been to West Virginia, but
I still think it's crazy that we have to pay, like, I think it's like $12 in tolls to drive through West Virginia. I mean, come on now. Why?
Wait. In West Virginia?
Yeah, we have to pay tolls.
Well, that's because it's the poorest fucking state in the country. Like,
I don't think it's the poorest.
It is the poorest. Look it up. West Virginia is the poorest.
Maybe people-wise.
No, no. It's literally the poorest state in the country.
No, but I'm thinking like Mississippi and Alabama.
I think it's even worse than that.
Let's look it up on the Wikipedias.
Look it up. Say, what is the poorest state in...
I would ask Siri, but I can't because we're recording right now.
I could ask Siri.
No, right here. I got it.
Anyway. So, yeah, I'm really thinking of, like, and everybody, when I say that to everyone that I talk to about me wanting
Mississippi is the poorest state.
What's the second state?
The richest state is Maryland.
Yeah. I'm snotty motherfucker.
What are the... Let's do the top 10 poorest. The
top 10 poorest states. But every time I tell someone I want to move or I want to leave, blah, 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 they're always like, why California?
Yeah. California sucks.
And I'm like, because I love California. The weather is beautiful all the time. And I was like, and not only that, I'm like, I just love it. Like, I've been there. I haven't really been anywhere else where that I would love to move to. Like, I don't want to move to, like, for example, Florida.
Yeah, Florida's not that bad. It's all right.
I would consider moving to, like, Dallas.
Oklahoma. This is the top 10 poorest states in the United States.
Okay.
Oklahoma, South Carolina, Louisiana, Tennessee, New Mexico, Kentucky, Alabama, West Virginia, Arkansas, Mississippi.
Yeah.
So, I told you it wasn't number one.
Well, it must have been. It was number one at one point.
Yeah, well.
Maybe not now.
It's not now. So,
but
I mean,
it's still in the top three.
Excuse me. Could you please apologize to me?
I need
to hear you say, Ricky, you were correct that West Virginia was not the poorest state in the United States. And go.
I apologize that West Virginia was not the first state. It should have been. It should be. But at least it's in the top three.
Well, at least. But Virginia's not even in there, so what?
Well, of course, because Virginia's got all that travel. I need to stop doing
Because all that tobacco. Oh, are we on the wrong area to be doing gang signs?
Well, yeah. You could get shot at.
Mm. Wait, I need to do this gang sign.
What, oh my god, we're still going to get shot at.
What?
Stupid. You're not even doing anything. All you're doing is the west side. West side.
No, I'm doing... That's east side.
I east promise sign. You, I have nothing to do with him. He's in my car.
East side.
This is east side. This is west side. You don't know anything...
I don't know anything about games.
Because you're fucking dumb. You're white and you're dumb.
Well, duh. What's the sign for the Latino kings? Isn't it like a crown?
Oh, I don't know about that shit.
Well, you should. You're Latino.
I don't... But I'm not in a gang, so why would I know about that shit?
Oh, sure, you're not.
But anyways, now we're traveling through Little India slash Jewish slash Black slash Latino town. It's mainly...
It's non-white town.
Predominantly,
Ron Howard. Really?
Yeah, predominantly it's Indian and Jews that live around here.
Can we just say Jewish? Jews? Sounds like you're making it bad.
Jewish?
Yeah, Indians and Jewish people live here.
Sure.
See, that sounds better.
I used to have a problem with people who said Jew, because I always thought that had a bad connotation.
Well, sometimes it does.
Like, it was like, it had like a negative connotation, and I didn't like that.
That's why I asked you to say Jewish instead.
I feel like that's not, but when I asked a friend of mine who is a Jewish person, she was like, Jew. She's like, that's fine. We can say it all, we say it
Wait,
all the time.
Wait, but isn't like, Indian is a nationality, Jewish is a religion.
That is considered a nationality for people.
Is it?
Yes.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah, I know. I always thought it was interesting as well. But no, it's considered a nationality for them.
So I thought when people say, I'm Jewish, I thought they were just relating to their religion.
Yeah, but if you ask someone where they're from, and they say, well, I'm Jewish, but we're
But
like,
where is that from?
Then that, like, that's like not Israel from anywhere, but it's from... usually it's a derivative of Israel or somewhere from one of the Arab states. Arab countries, I should say.
Or Alabama.
Or Alabama. Right.
And a lot of them are from Alabama.
So what do we think about that? Because we haven't really discussed that whole Israel-Palestine thing. Like, what are your thoughts on that? Like, how do you feel about it? Do you even care? Like...
I just know they've been at it, like, forever. Like, thousands of years. Mm-hmm. And that's about all that I know. I mean, I don't know who's right or who's wrong. Or anything like that. I don't know if I have a side when it comes to, like, that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know it's fighting over religious rights or religious freedoms or...
No, right? Well, I mean, that's part of the fight. I think that their main gripe about... Their main gripe is that the Israeli people have slowly... essentially commit genocide against the Palestinians, and have slowly over time decreased the amount of land and Palestinian
I thought it was
people.
Vice versa.
No, it's the Israelis against the Jews. Against the Palestinians, sorry. And they have slowly diminished their land. And the Palestinian people... have been trying to fight for their country and their land. The problem is that you have a group like Hamas and ISIS.
Oh my god, I love Hamas and pita chips.
Oh my god, awful. And, these are terrorist groups who have essentially, in my opinion, have brainwashed and used these people as they're like human shields. And so, you know, and they have sold this propaganda to the Palestinian people, and because the Palestinian people feel like the Israelis
are trying... But that Hamas guy is not actually fighting for Palestine. He's the what is that called? The operative. He's like the militia. He's not even he's like leading a militia that's not even legal.
Right. He's trying. He's
trying to take over the government.
The problem. Well, they have. They were voted into play, and the Palestinian people are like, that's just like, you know, we don't want our land to diminish. Mm-hmm. And so that's what a lot of people
I hope she gets the bus.
And so like that's been the problem is that these people, these poor people have been put in the middle of someone else's agenda.
Uh-huh.
And Israel is just trying to protect themselves from these people. Because of course, like, these people have been trying to get rid of the Israelites for eons. Forever.
Thousands of years, right?
Yeah. And so, like, they're just trying to protect. So that's how they see it. Like, we're just trying to protect ourselves. And it happens to be that your people, the Palestinians, are caught in the crossfire, which is awful because are so, like, you know, they don't have anything to do with what's going on. But, you know, this is all, like, you self-righteous shit that's going on with people who are, you know, Palestinian, the terrorist groups. So it makes it really difficult for them to, like, defend themselves and whatnot. So,
well, now that we've gotten here and we're going to end on a happy note, which is we're at Olive Garden.
Which is a happy note.
Is very happy. I cannot wait to eat my weight in Rogers and breadsticks.
And sauce.
And sauce and whatever else we get. So, all right, this is us been on the road. 564.
Yeah.
And 564. Who am I supposed to be today? Oh, I'm Brian Sims.
You're Brian Sims. Anyone today? So, this is Jenna Jackson.
Oh. Demita Joe.
This is Demita Joe signing out.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.